Well, anyway, this second person of the Trinity, this Logos, now became embodied as a new being, a new metaphysical being. He conducted his ministry. He died. And he was raised from the dead. So the Christians believe. Then he ascended into heaven, and they claim he will return again. And then in heaven, he will have all of the believers with him forever. Now consider this second person of the Trinity, this Logos.
That's an interesting description. And again, the psychology of atheism is rather fascinating, and I understand why there are folks who spend a great deal of time sort of delving into it. I personally, that's not something the Lord has caused me to be overly fascinated with, but it is an interesting study. And you do have to sort of sit back and go, what kind of person could pursue a degree as he claims that he did, and I'm not questioning that at all, and then give that kind of a bland description? You know, what goes through a person's mind when they have made a confession of faith, when they have at least outwardly tried to live in light of this stuff, and then they can give that kind of a recitation? I don't know. I don't understand it. It's very difficult for me to even begin to comprehend, but it is somewhat interesting to examine.